Remember, the next podcast you hear might be your last. It's the Corey and Joel Radio Show.
We started something, gonna get together. Oh, your dancing is great. I wish everyone could see that. It's like hullabaloo in here, Corey. It's amazing, isn't it? Oh. Woo! If you don't like this music, I'm not going to take full responsibility for this one.
If you don't like this music, you're not alive, baby.
And Corey rolled with it. This is called, from an album called The Absolute Best of the Archies. The Archies were kind of a made-up studio band.
Well, last week we played The Monkees,
yes,
who everybody accused of being a made-up band, but actually featured talented musicians who...
Well, yeah.
We're under contract and we're kind of, well, all right, a couple talented musicians.
Well, they sang everything.
And Peter Tork.
Yeah.
But,
Well, he actually played the instruments.
Peter was good. Davey was
Mickey, I don't think ever played, I think he played the drums on one or two tracks.
Davey was the problem.
Well, Davey could sing, though.
That was, yeah.
But anyway.
So could Mickey. Mickey was a good singer.
The Archies were a, kind of a response.
Yeah. Don Kirshner was the guy who ran the Monkees, and the Monkees fought against him to try and get their own songs on the albums. And he said, all right, screw you, and he went and put the Archies together.
In that Monkees documentary I saw back, he goes, I wanted to create a band that couldn't talk back.
Yeah.
And so he created the Archies based on the Archie comics. And anyway, you'll hear more of that later.
But they turned out to be good.
Corey likes that.
I love Bubblegum. I love.
He said, "I want
the Banana Splits." Were like that too. That was another fake band. There was an amazing from about 64 to 70.
Yeah,
just an amazing. Everything on TV was like rock and roll music, and it was good.
Well,
some of
it
was terrible, but
music was.
Yeah,
but do you ever think that maybe now in this era of like Miley Cyrus and all of these Bubblegum that music might actually be good? With some hindsight, with some distance between...
No, I don't.
Between now and then? No, you don't think that's ever
going to... No, because since then there's been 40 years of focus tests, focus groups, and market testing.
Right.
And it's all calculated within... Stuff was actually done by one or two guys back then.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I mean, like the Monkees were put together, but they had Neil Diamond writing the songs and... Boyce and Hart. They had these songwriters and guys who were decent.
Right.
But nowadays it's all focus testing.
It's just all garbage. Is that what you're saying?
They got this new on American Idol, which
don't tell me you've been watching that.
I watched the first one.
Oh, you motherfucker!
No, let's do Morning Zoo Radio across America, and we'll do the following. So, did you watch American Idol?
Well, but you did.
How about that American Idol?
I'd like to turn to you and go, "Hey, did you watch American Idol?" You're like, "No way."
I resisted
And I'd
American,
be like, okay, good.
I resisted American Idol for years. And ultimately, the last 2 years, people won't shut up about it. So I said, fine, I'll watch some American Idol. Right?
Okay.
Maybe two or three seasons worth of it. I don't know. And what I do is I watch like the first three episodes where the freaks come on.
Yeah.
And I enjoy that.
Okay.
I enjoy the freaks immensely. Once they start, you've gone. Once they get to Hollywood.
Yeah, then you're done.
I don't care.
Okay.
Because then it's like it's a bunch of moderately competent kids singing crap songs.
Yeah,
I like the fucking freak shows.
Okay.
And sue me if I don't like the... Amy will sit there and pretend she hates it, yet she's giddy the whole...
She's the queen of pretending she hates stuff
I know.
That she likes.
I know. She's the whole 2 hours, she's giggling and going, oh, my God, and can you believe
Right.
Can you look at this guy? Or she's good or whatever. But yeah, and then she'll poo-poo it, and she'll stick her because she went to Kalamazoo College. I mean, let's face it, she got an expensive liberal education. She learned about not shaving.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of things you got to break her from. You know what I'm saying? A lot of,
Wow.
There's still a couple Ani DeFranco records sitting around her collection.
No.
But that's how I like them. But you got to shake that out of them. That's the problem. Every girl I've ever dated has been like this kind of, crypto feminist hippie liberal girl. Who secretly just wants some ice cream and, some dick. But you gotta, but they all act like, whatever.
I mean, look, I honestly have tried watching American Idol. And while, fits and starts, you show me some guy's audition and he's crazy. And that's entertaining to me. But the whole thing is really just, it's a grind. It's a time suck. And I refuse to invest. I don't get out of it the time I invest,
Well, how can you when the show is, you know,
it's on 5 hours a week or whatever.
Yeah, it's on. The first one was 2 hours.
Okay, the very first episode.
Yeah,
and that's only, but that's only one of how many nights of the week? Two or three?
I think two.
It might only be two. Okay.
Well, maybe in the first, I think it's weekly in the first runs, and then when there's like result shows. I don't know how.
No, but I think it's more than once a week in the beginning.
Is
too.
There?
I think it must be.
Well, how hard is it to shoot that show?
I don't know, but I mean,
they go to a hotel somewhere,
right?
They say show up for this,
yeah,
and then they put it on the air. Sure. It's not. I mean, there's some editing that goes on. Yeah. They had. Oh my God, Seacrest.
Yeah, that's another reason.
What
I can't
a
watch
nozzle him. Seacrest is.
Yeah, who can watch him? He's a douche.
I don't know, but they had this girl in a bikini. Okay.
Yeah, I saw this on
this was the big controversy.
On a YouTube clip
this
or something.
This is what Bob and Tom were talking about all week, I'm sure. And
okay.
Every other hillbilly. And I want to talk about radio a little bit.
There's a girl in a bikini.
I'm going to get into the state of radio.
Because you can't see that on television normally.
No.
There's no way to see a girl in a bikini. It's illegal.
No. Yeah, but this girl shows up in a bikini for her audition.
Okay.
And right away, Simon and the fat Randy.
Yeah.
That Amy gets so mad about Randy.
Really?
Because she's like, "What? Shut him up."
Okay. I'm like,
Randy kind of amuses me because he's a clown. But anyway, I'm doing an American Idol riff like a morning radio
show.
Go
ahead. No, yeah, I'm not. Notice I'm adding nothing to this.
What I'm going to say is the girl comes in a bikini and Seacrest is on her like ugly on a monkey. And she's like, "Well, when I win, can we make out?" And Seacrest is like, he so wants to. You know he took her number and he banged her that night. Okay. You know he did. But he's like, "Well, it's against the rules." But yeah. Seacrest out.
Well,
anyway, they got this new the new judge on this show.
Sure,
and I'm sure that computers are being turned off all across.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, anytime we inaugurated a president, but no, American Idol came back. Go right ahead, and you're the one who fucking cried a river and threw shit across the room about this president. Now he's here. You don't give a shit. You're watching American Idol. Exactly what I said.
That's
you
not
were
what I
because you're a big phony baloney. But go ahead, talk about American Idol.
No, hold the phone.
Talk about American
I watched
Idol.
So much inauguration coverage.
Okay, but that wasn't interesting to you, but the girl in the bikini was.
We were talking about fake bands
and
music.
Go ahead.
So what I'm saying is the new judge is this chick who produces crap. She produces the equivalent of the Archies now.
Okay.
But the Archies were so much better than this crap now.
All right.
I'm just telling you. That's her claim to fame. That she's like, she produces and writes songs for Pink and shit like that.
Oh, good for her.
You know? And then it's horrible people commenting on horrible people singing horrible songs. Yeah. It's an amazing train wreck, but whatever.
I know people like it, and it's fine. I just honestly, I sit through every episode of Big Brother pretty much every season it's ever been on.
And I can't
ever
do that.
And I know that that's bad too, but this one I go, no, I can't do it.
Yeah.
And I'm not, again, I don't, my argument is, you know, you can watch American Idol all you want.
Yeah.
Just don't tell me it's good or that I should be watching it.
I mean,
that's the thing about Big Brother. I don't care. Like, I think Big Brother is entertaining, but it's like if you don't want to watch it, I don't have a problem with it. It's
you get mad at me because
I
sometimes will talk about how stupid Big Brother is, and you get mad at me for being on a high horse.
No, but when you rant about it, I mean, I don't rant about American Idol. No. I just go like I just ignore it. It's just kind of like
look, Idol.
I don't care.
Is bad television, but it's entertaining.
It's not entertaining. I think bad singing is not really entertainment.
Some of the these delusional people.
Well, I mean, that's okay, but you can find delusional people doing anything.
Yeah, you know what? American Idol is basically like a Howard Stern sketch.
Yeah.
Stretched out to an extraordinary
degree. Without Howard
Stern. Right.
Which is like, why? No, I'm fine. I'm not even talking about you who watches the first two, but the 80 million people that vote and care about if David Cook is better than David Archuleta.
No, I will be done. I will be done with American
Who
Idol
cares?
In about 2 weeks when they're done with the freak shows.
Yeah, all right.
Then I'm out. If
they
could have an American freak show, I'd watch that show.
All right, enough Idol. We're done.
All right.
Thank you for trying to tie that with the Archies.
All right. Well, that
took you 9 minutes.
Yeah, whatever. All right.
You almost got there. It's okay.
I'm trying to kill as much.
You came
of this
close.
Show
that
as
was
I
a
can.
Double. That's close.
Well, look.
You didn't quite tie it all back in a nice little bow.
The problem is, it's so ubiquitous. It is so in every facet of your life. I gave up.
Really?
You can't.
Well, if your girlfriend's going to be watching it, then that's
no.
Just
she
another...
does. I make her watch it. She doesn't want to watch it.
What? It's just probably because you'd be watching some other dumb show with her. So you just
there's
put that
plenty
on.
Of stuff that she watches, like Ugly Betty, that I got to suffer through.
Okay.
You know, there's plenty of girl shows that she watches, but that she doesn't even want to watch Idol, and I force it on her because I feel like I'm doing homework. I feel like I need to have an opinion about it now because everybody in America needs to talk about
it. If we were on a morning radio show where people
were going to
come
ourselves to watch it,
I would probably sit there and watch it and make comments on it.
Right.
But, you know, if it's not for a job, I'm not going to do it.
You know, before the election really took off,
yeah,
Keith Olbermann, you know, who I admittedly am a fan of,
mm-hmm.
he would have like American Idol segments all the time and he'd sit there and hold his nose up.
Yeah.
He brought in a chick to analyze American Idol.
Yeah.
And he'd like sit there and hold his nose up the whole time. But yet he did the segment.
Yeah, I don't.
And I'm like, Keith, knock it off. He'd be like, well, my producers are making me do this segment. And he'd hold his nose up and disdain it.
I just sort of feel like our audience doesn't care and I don't watch it enough to have an informed opinion about it. Look, I've watched it and not liked it and I can describe stuff I've seen on it.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to sit here and give a whole review of the new American Idol because I haven't seen it. Goddamn. I saw the girl in the bikini because somebody put her picture up on
Seacrest
a blog
was hitting on her.
Something. Okay.
And. The new
the
chick
chorus.
Yelled at her because she didn't have the soul that her wonderful artist did.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
All right.
And then the girl said that her singing sucked because Kara decided to sing a little passion to show her how to do it.
Yeah.
And the girl's like, well, that wasn't anything.
So they didn't even
mine.
Take the girl in the bikini.
No, they took her.
Oh, of course.
Because Randy and Simon were oh, yeah, she's through.
All right. Well, that's good.
The guys were like, oh, yeah.
I thought everyone had to say yes to get through.
I don't know. Now they have four judges.
It's like whatever.
When you have an even number of judges, how does that work?
I don't know. But I always thought one, you needed everybody to say yes to go.
Right.
Even when it was three. That one no sent you away. Maybe not. It's again, I don't know the rules.
I don't know the rules.
Let's move on.
Yeah.
Let's move on to something I know the rules of, the football playoffs or something. Not that there's much to talk about there, but...
No, you know what there's to talk about?
What's that?
The Arizona Cardinals are going to the Super Bowl.
And the Lions aren't.
No.
The thing about the Cardinals is, everybody that's on that team could have been a Detroit Lion, as far as, Larry Fitzgerald could have been a Lion. Mm-hmm. I think we drafted Roy Williams ahead of him.
Mm-hmm.
Anquan Boldin could have been a Lion, but we drafted Charles Rogers in front of him. We could have had Kurt Warner, but we took John Kitna.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of what we could have had.
You know who could have been a Lion?
It's all on there.
Here's who could have been a Lion. Everybody in the NFL.
No, I understand, because we've had all these high draft picks. But we literally, they would normally be only a draft pick or two behind the Lions.
To me, the number one most damning Lion non-pickup of all time was Clinton Portis.
Yeah.
Was that not the worst?
Who did we take?
We took Fuckstick McSuckdog.
No, we took the defense Corey Redding, right?
Kalimba Edwards.
Kalimba Edwards, okay. Kalimba
they
Edwards.
Took a guy who was a complete bust over the guy who was the best running back in the league for most of the year.
Yeah, okay.
There you go.
Yeah, no, I agree.
That's the single most damning evidence.
And you look back, you go we should have done that.
The fact that guys were back then were going, well, Clinton Portis, I don't know.
Yeah.
And now Clinton Portis has been nothing but a stud.
Yeah.
He gets hurt sometimes, but still.
Well, those guys, the running backs, though, sometimes do only have a couple good years, and then, you know, had we drafted Willis McGahee or something, where would we really be right now?
Well,
you know, so,
McGahee just got knocked out.
I understand that, but I'm saying, there's always guys that, running backs will have a couple good seasons, and then sort of, Cadillac Williams was the greatest thing since last
year.
Okay,
what are the
but I think that's the argument for why you don't choose the running back high, to make that argument.
Right, and then the Steelers have Willie Parker, who wasn't a huge
didn't even
high
get
draft
drafted. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I think he might have even been undrafted, Willie Parker, or he was drafted in the fifth or sixth.
Yeah.
Well, the Lions suck, but we've got a new coach.
Oh yeah,
and,
with hair like Gumby.
Is that how you describe
it? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he's got. This...
I watched some interview with.
Well,
him.
Well, little his hair goes up to a point.
He's got a little bit of a.
He looks.
Thing
you know, he looks
front.
Like Tintin. Are you familiar with the work of Tintin?
Barely.
Cartoon. Yeah.
Ed Grimley.
Yeah, Ed Grimley. Okay. That's what he does. He's got the Ed Grimley hair. There's a little skunk stripe in it, too, which is,
that's what happens.
That's weird to me. That's going to be all gray.
I have a little bit of that.
That guy's hair is going to be shock white. He's going to look
sure.
like Charlie Watts by the time he's done coaching the Lions.
Like Bill Clinton.
Yeah, you can watch the hair turn gray on him.
The thing is, if Clinton starts balding, who's going to know?
Well, it is pretty white hair.
White skin under white hair, and it's just...
Hold on. It's white hair and pink skin.
I don't know. It's white now.
Clinton's got some pink skin.
I don't know. He's looking bad. But all these guys, and we said this about... Who did we say looked bad? Like, you were talking about Dan Quayle the other day.
Well, yeah. Speaking of...
You called me and you were talking
about Dan Quayle. The inaugural, which was ceaseless coverage yesterday.
Too much.
But to me, one of the highlights... And I clearly voted for the guy.
Yeah.
I was happy for him. I was happy for the, right. the people. I was happy for the country. Mm. It was exciting. But the highlight for me as a political junkie was the luncheon, because you got to see how bad everybody looked.
Yeah, it's true.
Because they wheeled all these old farts out
there. It's a bunch of old dudes getting together.
Dan Quayle. Who's seen Dan Quayle?
You have to have him, man.
Right.
Mondale, they rolled out.
Yeah, it was like any of the living vice presidents were there.
Yep.
Bob Dole must have been there, I'm sure.
Well, he's in the Senate. Is he still in the Senate?
No,
no,
he's retired.
He's retired from the Senate, Bob
Dole? I didn't see Bob Dole. Maybe they sold Bob Dole to suck
it. You think? You know what? I didn't see Bob Dole either. That's interesting.
You'd think he would have been, oh, so maybe that's good for the Deadpool.
Is Elizabeth Edwards not in the Senate anymore?
She got voted out.
She lost an election, I think. Yeah, right, yeah.
Her term just ended.
Right.
Who had Bob Dole?
I don't know if anyone took Bob Dole.
Somebody on the fan pool.
Let me give, because in fact the fan list is done. I'll get more into this maybe in the second half or something. But why don't we talk more about Obama? Let me find you. You go ahead and I'm going to find Bob Dole.
All I'm saying, you didn't see Bob Dole, but you saw Fritz Mondale.
Yeah.
And Mondale has got to be in his 80s, right? He looked pretty good.
Yeah.
He was moving around, had his facilities. Didn't have the old man watery eyes.
Yeah, Mondale, and he's like, he served before any of these guys.
Yeah, Mondale was Carter's VP.
Yeah.
So you're going back 30 years.
Yeah. Bob Dole was drafted by Martin from Germany as a keeper pick.
Okay.
He's worth 14 points if he does.
Well, you know what? I don't know what it means, but he wasn't at that dinner, that lunch. You know, right after the inaugural, they go and have a lunch, and all the bigwigs are there.
Yeah.
And you can see, it's actually kind of like when you see in the back of, you know, if we were to ever see into a wrestling locker room.
Well, they, but you know, apparently, I mean? Yeah.
You see like Ted DiBiase drinking a beer with,
no, they're just milling around.
Ricky the Dragon.
It's just, you know, they're making small talk.
Right.
And they sit down and they say a prayer and then they cut away so they can, eat, you know, which
but
is cool.
But, you know, it was, they were all palling around. And so they had Jimmy Carter was talking to Robert Byrd, the senator.
Right, yeah.
And then Robert Byrd had to get wheeled out after Ted Kennedy collapsed.
Yeah, then you called me like, hey, you're gonna get Ted Kennedy, he's gonna die because I got him in a death pool. And I go, what happened to Kennedy?
Yeah,
I saw
Ted Kennedy had a seizure
because I saw him on the dais. Whatever,
yeah, he was smiling and happy
Kennedy,
and beaming.
And I was pissed off. I was like, fuck, Kennedy's still around? Shit.
He had it was great. He had the big hat on.
Yeah.
And so did Dick Cheney.
Yeah.
And Dick Cheney was in a wheelchair because I guess he pulled a muscle in his back.
He was moving boxes.
Yeah, and he had like a cane and a wheelchair, and he just looked like like Emperor Palpatine
and,
or something. He just...
Bush Sr. was walking with a cane as well because he had something with his back.
He had a big stupid furry hat on. That was funny.
So he had a cane as well. So those guys are falling apart.
He had like a big Russian furry hat on.
It might be time for new Republicans.
Yeah, they're about done.
Because the Democrats have kind of got a new order going, but the Republicans Bush was sort of part of that, I guess, but he's out now. And I guess
I swear to God, Cheney looked like Mr. Potter from It's a Wonderful Life in that wheelchair.
And it never makes a guy, especially a guy like him who has a reputation for being a dick.
Yeah.
When you see a guy in a wheelchair, they just look angrier
and and it doesn't make, and there's no sympathy for him in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
You know?
He just looks like a bitter douchebag even more.
Yeah, you're right. The Republicans are all Arlen Specter.
They all kind of all old farts now. But
there's a lot of old guys in the Senate. It's time to broom Daniel Inouye. God bless Daniel Inouye.
Right.
Okay, guy lost an arm in World War II.
Yeah.
But let me point that out. He lost an arm in World War II.
That's true, yes.
60 years ago, he was fighting for his country.
Yeah, he's an old
An old cat.
Yeah. Anyway,
Bird, as you had a funny line about Bird.
Should I say it?
Go ahead.
You called me, and then because Corey goes, turn on the news, Kennedy passed. So I turned it on, and I go, well, according to this channel, Robert Bird also fainted at this luncheon. And I said, Robert Bird probably passed out because he woke up and saw that a black guy was the president and fainted. Now. Yeah.
What now? They done elected a nigger?
Yeah, I think when I told you originally, I said I used the funny word as opposed to what I said.
Senator Byrd, are you ready to meet the new president? Well, certainly. And he goes and shakes Biden's hand, and they're like, no, it's like the scene in Blazing Saddles.
Yeah, you get the feeling
the president is
You get the feeling Bird wasn't aware of what was going on, and then he finally figured it out. Like, oh,
he's an old Dixiecrat. He's an embarrassment.
Right. I tell you, there was a movie, and I'd have to look up which one it was. It might have been Gettysburg, or it was one of these movies where they made a Civil War movie and he was in it as a Confederate general.
Sure.
And they showed pictures of him all proud in his Confederate outfit. Like, he's a guy who, you know, if you really love the South like that, then you got a problem.
Well,
you know what I mean? You shouldn't be loving the South anymore.
You can love the South, but just not...
But not the South like from the Civil War South.
No.
You can love the South like you can love, you know, Georgia pecans or something.
Sure.
But you shouldn't be rooting for General Lee's army
anymore. Yeah, you know what?
You got to let that go.
Sure. Where's he from? Tennessee? Where is he?
He's from West Virginia.
West Virginia.
Yeah.
Well, they don't know any better. Wear a Mountaineers jersey or something.
I don't know, but it's just funny that the guys are still in love with the old...
Oh, God.
With the South.
West Virginia.
Yeah.
That movie, The Express, about the first black Heisman Trophy winner.
Okay.
They went to West Virginia and they were like throwing shit. They wouldn't let him score.
Oh, really?
They'd let him drive the ball down to like the 2 and then pull him and let the fullback score.
Oh, okay.
But they're like, they will kill you if if you run in. You know, West Virginia is scary like that.
Yeah.
You've done gigs down there.
I don't know if I've ever... there's a gig right on...
Did you ever do Wheeling back in the day?
No, there's a gig right on the Ohio-West Virginia border. Like, literally on a border town where, like, people come from West Virginia. And I've driven through there to get to gigs, and one night I spent the night in West Virginia because I was on a long drive. Mm-hmm. So I don't think I've actually performed technically in West Virginia.
Well, there are parts of West Virginia that are, like, attached to Pennsylvania that are close enough.
Well, yeah, and it's
enough.
South of Ohio, and it's south of... Yeah. Oh, no, I think Sabo did have a West Virginia gig, but it was actually... There was a little hunk of West Virginia between Pittsburgh and Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
If you look on a map, and you can drive through, and there was a gig right there. So I did perform in West Virginia. But again, that was more like being in Ohio, though. It wasn't exactly...
There used to be a gig in Wheeling.
Okay.
But if you get into the real heart of West Virginia...
Yeah.
Dear God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And when when I spent the night there, it was in some, you know... Some podunk town, and I went to the Hardee's, and it was a bunch of toothless motherfuckers. And, you know, every road there is like there's no straight roads. Everything's a hill.
I think I told this story before, but went whitewater rafting in West Virginia with my dad about, I don't know, 10, 12 years ago. And my grandfather had been from West Virginia. He left real early, but like he got out of high school and got the hell out of there. But so we were like, well, let's go see the town he lived in. And we looked on the map, and it was like 20 miles from where we were.
Oh, okay.
And we asked a guy.
Yeah.
Well, what's the best way to, I don't know. We knew it was not far. And we asked this guy, well, what's the best way to get there? Well, I ain't been up that way in about 15 years.
Yeah.
And literally, there was nothing else around there.
Yeah.
That was like the next place with a goddamn supermarket.
And he hadn't even
bothered. I'm like, were you just living on squirrels? What are you doing?
He's busy.
Like,
there
was a gas station and a post office where he was. Yeah. And I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I don't get how people live in towns with nothing.
And it took like almost 2 hours to get 20 miles because you had to go up around a mountain.
If you ever ask people how they live in a town where there's nobody, they always go, well, an hour away, there's this.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, but that's an hour away.
That's how the UP.
That's it. I don't get that. The people go like, well, an hour away, there's Walmart. And it's like, yeah, but that's an hour.
Well, they,
like, if you need groceries, you want to drive an hour each way?
But what they do is they go to Walmart and they stock up.
I guess so.
You know?
But it's still like, why not live closer to where the stuff is?
Well, because you're a jackass. I don't know.
It's very odd.
You know what? The only place scarier than West Virginia is the UP.
Yeah, the West UP is very rural, but...
Well, actually, West Virginia's scarier.
No, West Virginia is a little scarier.
Because those people are true hillbillies. Yeah. The people in the UP they're weird.
The but UP, though, sometimes the thing with the UP is you get people who maybe made the deliberate choice to go live there because they lived their whole lives in Detroit or Chicago or something, and they wanted to buy a little house. People in West Virginia, they've been there, and they were born, and they'll die there. They've never been fucking anywhere. People in the UP, you get the feeling, you know, they travel and
you
stuff.
Know, I kind of like Northwest Michigan.
Yeah.
Like Traverse and stuff.
Okay.
Because you're right. Those are where people from...
Yeah.
Those
people go buy homes.
People
up there.
Will go retire up there.
Rich people from Detroit go.
They've
live
got
there.
Little art colonies and stuff.
Well, the West Coast of Michigan is where people from Chicago go.
Yeah,
it's a lot of people from Chicago vacation on the West.
Traverse City's not bad. There's kind of cool stuff up there, but God, the UP is a frightening thing.
Yeah. Well, you know,
if they call again to do that run this year, I don't think.
Well, I'm not doing it in the winter.
I don't think I can do it again this time. I think I've had my fill.
Here's the thing about the small town. I did a gig in Ohio, and I'm trying to remember the town it was. Where was Mike and Neefta's?
That was in Fremont.
Okay. I was in Fremont. I believe it was Fremont. And one of the... one of the new Star Wars. It might have been Episode 1 had come out. Or maybe Episode 2. But I think it was Episode 2, if I remember correctly. And I went in there, and it had been open for like a week. So it was the big cultural news story. And I started riffing on episode two. Like, did you guys see episode two? And I was going to make some jokes about it. And they were all sitting there like, we don't have a movie theater here. And I'm like, what do you mean you don't have a movie? Like, we don't have a movie. And I'm like, where's, like, so Star Wars is out, and it's made $300 million in 10 days.
Yeah.
And no one in this room has seen it.
No, they got
no one had seen it. And I was like, how do you not see it?
Yeah.
But that's very odd to me. Like, stuff that, I mean, I guess TV, everybody will get no matter where you live. But I guess with a movie, if you don't have a theater, you really can't go. Mm-hmm. It's very weird.
No, the closest, and when we were in West Virginia, whitewater rafting, the like close, there was one supermarket. There was like a Pickway or something in town. And I went, oh, I can find something to read there. I'm sure they got a magazine rack. It, here's what it was.
What was
it? It was like Sport Fishing, Gun and Knife, a couple Hot Rod magazines. Yeah. I think the closest I came to something I could read was a wrestling magazine. That was it. They didn't even have like, they didn't have fucking people.
They didn't have time. Or
no, anything. They didn't have like a goddamn Newsweek would have been a treat.
You couldn't have got like Star Magazine or any of that shit.
They might
have
had that, but that was as close to something readable that
they might
had.
Have had the Inquirer.
I swear to God, I've never seen more fishing and gun. And,
yeah, it's
I'm
true.
Just like, oh my God, it was like ridiculous.
Right. But the Obama inauguration, any thoughts on that, really?
Well,
because it was, we watched that concert that took place Sunday before on HBO, and I had watched it, and I ran through it for Corey on the DVR before the show, and I thought that was a huge waste of time, but there were some highlights in it. I don't know. It was
Well, look, what do you expect? It's not going to be for our tastes.
I understand that, but it was like, it was so varied, no one could enjoy everything that was on there, is my point.
Well, that's kind of the Obama philosophy.
Yeah.
He is going to be embracing everyone to the point that everybody goes, well, fuck you.
Right.
Like, the first thing he did was have dinner with George Will.
Did he really?
Oh, yeah. He had, like, a dinner with George Will.
Oh, okay.
And Charles Krauthammer.
Oh.
And what's his name? The real dickbag, Bill Kristol. And Dracula was there, I think.
Dracula?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And the ghost of Rommel came to this thing. It was like the most hardcore conservatives, and he went and had dinner at George Will's house.
All right.
And basically was like, look, this is how it's going to be, bitches.
Okay.
But that's how he is. So you're right. You'd never see a concert that had the following artists on it. Let's just pick randomly out of a hat. Mary J. Blige.
Yeah, she was on there.
James Taylor.
Uh-huh.
Beyonce.
Yeah.
And U2. You'd never see that under
Not
any
usually,
other circumstance.
No. This was like the Grammys or something, but even that, and then it was that. That's what this reminded me of, is like a long award show thing, and guys were giving speeches, and you know, it was really, it was very dull. And if you say didn't see it, you really miss nothing. But my highlights were Pete Seeger singing "This Land Is Your Land" with Bruce Springsteen, which was funny because we figured out he's 89. Somebody took him in the death pool. I think one of the fans did. Cam has him from Yellowknife, and he's worth 10 points, so he turns 90 this year.
Yeah.
And little girl was in the box with they kept cutting to Obama and Michelle and their kids sitting there, and they had some other VIPs. I don't know if they were cabinet members, but there was this little Asian girl that we're guessing is 5 years old or something, 4 or 5 years old, and she's like out cold, sleeping, mouth open, snoring, right on the shoulder of her dad, right behind Obama, right in the camera shot. And, you know, it's like... You know, Stevie Wonder's up there playing, you know, people, people, and this little girl just out cold sleeping.
In her defense, she was little.
I understand,
she was tiny. I mean, she meant four.
Maybe don't bring a kid to that, though. That's my point.
No. But in her defense also, I would say this, John Legend would put me right to sleep.
the James Taylor John Legend performance.
My God. Does John Legend have to be... Is he the designated black now?
No. Well, we decided that, okay, this is what we figured out. Wyclef has been replaced by Will.i.am.
Yes.
Now, for you need your black party leader is now Will.i.am. Wyclef doesn't get those
What about T.I.?
No, T.I., he's too black. Those guys don't get
There's
to show
T-Pain.
Up.
There's T-Pain. Okay, so those guys are too thuggy.
Yeah, Lil Wayne and those guys, they don't get to
T-Pain.
Go. T-Pain, none of those guys go.
But you can't make a track without T.I.
Oh, yeah, they guest on everything.
They're on everything
they guest
ever.
On everything. But you have Will.i.am, and then John Legend is almost like your—he's like your Lionel Richie.
He is your Lionel Richie.
He's sort of gotten that, yeah.
He's a crossover.
Uh huh.
He's not even a black anymore.
No, he's a lot of white people like that. So he's almost like your, you know, that kind of guy. And either or other, I mean, a lot of it was just so bad.
I think John Legend has stopped being black. I think they officially...
You think so?
The NAACP issued a letter into John Legend.
I told Corey that we have to pull Obama's hood card when he was singing along to American Pie as sung by Garth Brooks. And Corey's sitting there trying to find an angle to defend that. And
he's a half whitey. Look at it that way, okay?
And then Garth Brooks did Shout by, was that the Isley Brothers that did that originally? And I'm like, Garth Brooks, man, this is the farthest guy that should be singing You Know You Make Me
It Was a Little Weird.
Shout. The Beatles did a version of that.
Why didn't they have Garth Brooks doing America the Beautiful or something?
I don't know.
You could see him doing that.
I don't know.
You're so true. They had Springsteen,
yeah,
who has done a bunch of, he did Obama stuff during the campaign.
Yeah.
And that was decent.
But Brooks is a guy you don't really associate with Democrats.
No.
And not that this was about Democrats. This was about America.
Garth Brooks has always been kind of...
They're at the Lincoln Memorial and the big, you know, Lincoln sitting behind him.
Yeah,
and the big
it's hard to explain, but Garth Brooks has always been kind of a progressive country guy in a weird way.
You think?
Yeah, he's not as hardcore as some of these guys.
Well, not like Travis Tritt and some of these guys.
Yeah.
But he's definitely...
He did that damn Chris Gaines album where he tried to be a rock and roller.
But, I mean, he's just, like, bad. Like, I think, isn't, like, a Clint Black a more legitimate country guy or a Lee Greenwood or something?
Well, Lee Greenwood
can
suck a dick. Here you go. Randy Travis.
Randy Travis. There's a good country guy.
You know what? And I got no problem with Randy Travis or Clint Black. I'm not going to go buy an album, but the very sight of them doesn't offend me.
Right.
Like somebody's, like what's that? Tim McGraw.
Okay.
That cracker asshole.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'd rather stick hot buttered knives in my eye.
Now, well,
Randy
country,
Travis, first of all, Randy Travis looks like a Kentucky farmer from like the 1860s.
Country music is now just bad rock and roll. We've talked about this on the show before now. But I think Garth Brooks ushered in a lot of the bad rock and roll into country.
He's totally to blame for
that. I mean, Faith Hill and Shania Twain and that, they took it to another level. But Garth Brooks maybe started all that.
Oh, Garth Brooks was totally the real...
Who's the little faggot guy? That guy is another
Kenny
guy.
Chesney?
No. Yeah, maybe. Who's the guy? He's like the new Jimmy Buffett, but a country guy.
You know, I think...
Maybe it's Kenny Chesney.
Yeah. You know, I don't follow country to the extent... But I think of... You're right. Clint Black is actually doing country songs.
Right, right, right. Yeah.
He can do a George Jones cover, and it sounds
And those
good.
Guys I have no problem with.
Sure.
But it's like when you come on and you're singing bad rock and roll, and that's why, you know, him doing American Pie also bothers me.
You know what it is? It's pop music with a banjo.
It is.
It's fucking all
a violin,
They throw a fiddle in there.
Yep.
Or a banjo, and that's it.
And they play like a lap steel guitar.
Yeah.
Instead of the regular one, and then
that's
it's country.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Generally, they play a regular guitar, but they just throw a little pedal
a little
guitar
on
top of it. Yeah.
Anyway, that was not that good. Jamie Foxx did an Obama impression on there.
It's
that was
not
kinda funny. Yeah.
In fact, it's pretty freaking unfunny.
Steve Carell had to sit there and read off a script, which was like a waste of his talent.
I thought it was weird when Steve Carell said this.
This goes back all the way to the Civil War.
No, he didn't say that.
When during the slave trading, the big the owner, the slave owner.
He's saying one of those. We do have funny Steve Carell stuff. You just
I know. I just picked a.
You just picked Jimmy the Greek because you're an ass.
Okay.
But anyhow,
bros before hoes.
There you go.
Why? Because your bros
done this
are always there for you. They have got your back after your hoe rips your heart out for no good reason. And you were nothing but great to your hoe. And you told her that she was the only hoe for you. And that she was better than all the other hoes in the world. And then suddenly she's not your hoe no mo.
That was great.
This was actually what Steve Carell read at the end.
And you consider this my retirement from comedy. And in the future, if I want to say something funny or witty or do an impression, I will no longer ever do any of those things.
Wow.
That's what he read on the inaugural.
You know what? Those two clips were funnier than the entire last episode of The Office.
Wow.
But if you want to get into that.
You didn't like that episode of The Office?
It was no.
You didn't like that one?
No. No, Andy running over Dwight with a car. No, no.
I thought there was some funny stuff.
Not funny. Sorry. Nice try. I mean, they had this soap opera thing really just came to a head last week, and I'm like, okay, that's enough. We've kind of covered Jim and Pam now. Angela and Andy are over. That's enough. That's enough.
Well, The Office is always worse.
It's enough soap
when
opera.
It's about the character. It's when it's about the soap opera. You're right.
Yeah, and that one was really, there was no Office stuff going on. It was all about
the Office is at its best when they're in the when they don't even leave the building.
Yeah, right.
Maybe they can go to TGI Fridays because those were funny.
Right, but I know what you're saying.
Yeah,
it's about when Michael's got something for work that's weird or something. And they've had some good episodes this season. That one
I
to
still
me
think
was the worst one.
I still think the Dundies is my all time favorite episode.
Okay,
that's like the prototype.
Okay,
although that was at a Chili's.
I think the one that Bros Before Hoes is from, because I watched it around Christmas mm-hmm. time again, was a Benihana Christmas, and
that
I
was booked, a good one.
And that's a great one. It's an hour long and it's great. So yeah,
wasn't that one? Wasn't that directed by Ivan Reitman?
Harold Ramis is who directed it. Yes, but. Yeah, so that's a great episode, and that might be where Bros Before Hoes came from, because he went out and got the Chinese girlfriend in that.
Yes.
And he couldn't tell them apart, and he marked the hand. Classic. That was fine. I mean, there's so classic. Much funny stuff on that. Yeah.
So you didn't like the Andy versus...
No,
no. Well,
no.
You know my rule.
What's that?
If it involves Shroot Farms, I'm out.
If you see Moe's, you're out of there?
Yeah.
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 And they went to Shroot Farms just a couple episodes ago.
Yeah.
And you were gone on it.
Fuck that. No, okay. I get time. That's like when you saw Fonzie teaching.
Yeah.
That's I'm like I'm
that
out.
Was it. You were
yeah.
done. Yeah.
Yeah.
Couldn't do it.
Remember when Fonzie was a shop teacher? You remember that?
Was that before he had the girlfriend with the kid and he was like a dad?
That was might have been around the same time.
Around the same time. Yeah.
Those are the worst happy days.
Right. But The Office, they got to drop all these the plots.
The storyline?
Because they haven't done any Pam and Jim stuff in a couple weeks, and that's good. But
here's the big problem with Pam and Jim. They built up a romance.
Yeah.
Then they put them together, and they're like a boring couple.
Now they got nothing to do, yeah. Pam's done about nothing. Well, she was in New York, and you thought the student guy was going to try to bang her and all that stuff. And then they just dropped all that, and they put her back in Scranton. And
that is the biggest mistake from every TV show.
Yeah.
Is... Let's put them together.
Right.
You can't. And the British Office.
Sure.
Now, granted, the British Office would have constituted one season.
Yeah,
of the
entire
show.
Run of that show was like an American television season. Yeah.
Right. Even including the 2-hour Christmas special.
Uh-huh.
You know, but the end of the Christmas special is Dawn and Tim getting together.
Okay.
They kept them completely apart.
Until the very last minute of the show. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Because who cares about a couple that's together? If you, I'll take a fucking camera and put it in my living room. If you want to see two people sitting around on a couch eating ice cream,
all right, we'll put that on YouTube.
Yeah, one would fucking watch.
Really? We'll get more view. No. It would get less views than our Paul Blart Mall Cop review.
No,
I'll put that in there.
Paul Blart Mall Cop.
Well, I want to. You know what? We got to take a break in a minute. Let's just follow up on this. Obama inauguration, the Obama Nation inauguration. Because the other funny thing I saw in there was when they did the parade, which I don't even know what the deal is. He sits in a box and everyone walks past him.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but he was funny because they...
Well, it's like, isn't it all the states?
Yeah, they all send a representative or something. And but it was great because like, the black marching band came by.
Right.
And Obama was getting into it.
He was dancing.
Because they were like, it was like the Grambling marching band. And you ever seen a black marching band? It's amazing what they're doing. You know, they're high-stepping and they're flying around and throwing
meanwhile,
stuff in the air and catching it.
First of all, there's too many marching bands.
There are, but those are great.
They showed like poor little Sasha.
Yeah.
Who was like 7.
Yeah, was she sleeping?
She was like, she wasn't sleeping, but she was just kind of leaning against the glass with her head in her hands. And I'm like, when a little girl's tired of a parade, you know it's been... It's been a long day.
Right, yeah. If a kid can't watch a parade, you just go, fuck this. Yeah.
She got excited when the horsies came by, but then like there's like another marching band came by. Like, oh, Jesus.
It's the AFL-CIO.
Yeah. And now the United Textile Workers of America, Local 4782.
I did see that. It was like the teachers.
Yarborough, North Dakota.
Yeah, it was like the teachers' union. It was a bunch of housewives walking by. It was a bunch of 40-year-old women.
And then they had like some lame floats. Like they had like Illinois had a float.
Did they?
And they had a guy in a big foam head Lincoln costume. And they had the White Sox mascot.
Oh, okay.
It was kind of one of the weakest parades you'll ever see.
Like,
come on, get the Rose Bowl or something.
President deserves better than that.
Yeah, they had a couple weak-ass floats.
And he deserves a few Shriners or something like
something
that.
Something good. Yeah, where's the little clown car?
Yeah, exactly.
Where's the little clown car? With the You know what we should have done? We should have sent, for the Michigan delegation, we should have sent the big styrofoam heads. Well, I'm sure they couldn't ship those.
Where are the styrofoam heads from?
I mean, not the paper mache heads from the Thanksgiving parade.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You know, like Tom Selleck and Rosa Parks and Bill Bonds. You know, the big heads?
The big Detroit...
The Detroit parade. Legend, don't you love those?
I try not to. I haven't watched the Detroit parade in about a decade.
Tommy Hearns is in there.
I'm asleep before that thing's over. I'm asleep until that thing's over. Well, that's, you know, the night before Thanksgiving. I'm usually drunk, so, you know.
Well, we used to go to that.
The parade?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was fun. But that's when I had friends that lived, like, you know.
But it's also real cold some years. It was always
freezing cold.
Yeah. My roommate went this year, and I think it was really cold.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
But when I had friends that were in walking distance, it was good to go to the parade, but.
And
now, forget that.
Did I have any other inauguration thoughts?
I thought it was pretty damn cool that there were.
Well, he screwed up by, everyone's been talking about, but he screwed up the pledge.
Yes.
The inaugural oath. Now, the Chief Justice didn't have it written down.
Which is ridiculous.
And apparently Rehnquist, whenever he did it, he always had it written down.
The last one Rehnquist did, got when he was like death door.
Yeah, he was in a wheelchair probably when he did that.
You know what I loved about Rehnquist is he made himself like his own special robe.
To fit over the chair?
Do you remember that?
No.
Oh, he had like his own Chief Justice.
Custom robe.
Yeah, his had like, it was like when Kirk would wear the green uniform. The special.
To set himself apart.
The captain's uniform.
Yeah.
Rehnquist had his own special, like with gold braids and shit.
Well, they must hate Roberts because he's like the youngest guy on the Corps.
He's never going to go.
And the one guy, who's the real old fossil white guy with the big ears?
Breyer?
Yeah, he looks like, I mean, it's like that guy.
Well, you know, Obama's going to get to point two more.
You think?
But it's going to be probably his own because... you know, Breyer or Ginsburg could go any
second. Who's still in? Is Sandra Day O'Connor still in?
She's gone.
She's gone now? Yeah. I don't even know who's in the Supreme Court anymore.
Well, there's Clarence Thomas.
Yeah,
there's Clarence Cocaine
Scalia.
Thomas. Scalia, that son of a bitch is never going to go.
God. Scalia, did you ever see a 60 Minutes interview?
What a dick.
He was great in that. You have to admit, the guy's kind of great, Scalia. He's the guy that actually does talk to the press, right? Sort of have a little respect for him.
I don't, because he's a complete conservative douchebag.
I think he's... I don't know. I don't think
he's
down the line.
He's far right.
I don't think he's down the line conservative.
I'll tell you what.
You hate him because I think he was the deciding vote in Bush versus Gore.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
No, there's plenty of reason to hate him.
Okay.
A lot of his decisions are... He's like the far right guy.
All right.
And believe me, I don't want somebody ridiculously left either.
Okay.
If you're the Supreme Court judge, I don't need you being a crazy wackadoo.
I don't think Scalia is a crazy wackadoo.
I do.
Okay, well, that's where
you have. Well, because he's an Italian, you're trying to defend
him. What's the problem with Italians? You got a problem?
No, you're just sticking up for
him. No, I'm not sticking up for him. He's Italian. I mean, I'm not knocking him because he's Italian.
Scalia is the farthest right judge they have on that court.
Okay.
And he's a little bit of a wackadoo.
All right, not enough of this. No one cares about our Supreme Court talk.
I do.
Okay.
Well, I can go back to Idol.
Corey hates Republicans on the next Corey and Joel radio show.
No, look.
All right, listen. You're done, by the way. I just want to let you know that you have 4 years where you no longer have to follow politics.
I'll tell you what.
You no longer have to worry or criticize Obama.
I'll tell you what.
Doesn't matter what he does now because you're out. Your guy's in.
I don't care
about anything anymore.
I don't have an issue with the other WAP on the court, Alito. So I'm okay with
him. So that you're done now. Just so I'll take it from
here. I'm not done.
I'll take it from here. I'll take the political coverage of this show. Because your bias is over and I will actually report fairly like the people want to hear. I will give a fair...
What are you, Brit fucking Hume over there?
Well, Gore is a matter of fact.
Fox guys go...
He looks like a Muppet or something, doesn't he?
He can die any day now.
He's like Beaker, that guy.
He looks like Sam... Looks like Sam the Eagle.
Yeah, does he?
Yeah.
Okay. Not Beaker?
Well, he's got no chin, but he... Look at Sam the Eagle. He looks a little bit like Brit Hume.
All right, let's take a break. We're going to play more Archies if you can deal with this.
You better be able to deal with this.
And we'll be back. We've got to update the death pool. We'll talk about our Paul Blart Mall Cop YouTube and all kinds of stuff. When we get back after this on the Corey and Joel Radio.
Wipe away your tears. Let's take a little walk up Melody Hill. Put aside your fears. We're gonna take a walk up Melody Hill. While sun shines on the flowers, we'll kiss away the hours listening to our happy little song. Baby, me and you will live out every dream like Jack and Jill, where skies are always blue and grass is always green on Melody Hill. There's always perfect weather for being free.
All right, there's your Archies, folks.
You know who really held that
track? You guys can stop writing in and asking for the Archies. There it is.
You know who really held that track together was Reggie.
I don't even know who's in the Archie comics.
His bass playing was terrific.
Which guy is he?
Reggie's the guy with the dark hair. There's Archie, Reggie, Jughead.
So Reggie's just one of Archie's buddies?
Yeah. Reggie was the least important.
Oh, was he? Okay.
Reggie was like the extra guy.
Did Archie have like a rival for like a male rival?
Reggie was kind of, you know what Reggie was? He was kind of the Eddie Haskell.
Okay. I was thinking maybe that's
who
Reggie
was. He's a little bit of a dick.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. Beats the shit out of me. Anyway, let's move on.
I don't know who the villains were in Archie.
Yeah, I don't know. Who gives a shit?
Mm-hmm.
Betty and Veronica and all that shit. Yeah. I don't know who that.
Reggie was really good on that track. He doesn't get the credit he deserves. He's like Woody Woodsmansey of the Spiders from Mars. You know, just doesn't get the credit. Everybody talks about Mick Ronson.
Sorry. All right. Let's go. We talked about the...
Welcome back to the most obscure show. Well,
Corey had started with Idol.
All right.
It all started with your goddamn Idol coverage.
I got it over with.
That's it for the year, baby. We're done.
We're done with Idol for the year?
Probably not, because somebody will come on and pee in a diaper, and you're going to want to talk about it, and then we'll do it, and I'll begrudgingly say anything. No,
well, Paula does that every week.
Okay, well... okay.
Paula's probably wearing Depends and just drinking Cuddy Sark. And just
popping pills.
I think your tone is great. She's just pissing on herself the whole time.
We talked about the fan death pool. The final sheet is all typed up, and it's up on the forum of CoreyandJoelRadio.com. If you haven't had a chance to check that out yet, go see the players. If you sent one in, check out who's playing, who's winning, who's not. No one has a death yet, but Ted Kennedy is owned by last year's winner, Katie.
Mm-hmm.
So Katie could be scoring soon with Ted Kennedy.
Give me a couple of highlights. Give me a couple.
Well, a couple things happened here. We gave the fans, because there were fewer players than last year.
Sure.
We gave the fans more picks. They got 21 this year.
Mm-hmm.
Although Katie ran out of names, so she only got 15. And Cam, who was our buddy Twerk from the message boards from Yellow Knight,
mm-hmm.
Cam said he had sent a sheet in. So we did the draft, and I didn't even think about Cam. And then, like, literally, I went to bed that night. I'm not even making this up. And I went, like, hey, I thought Cam sent in a death pool thing. And this is right after we had done last week's show. So I literally got out of bed, turned on the computer, and looked up if Cam... I thought, oh, I screwed up the draft, and I'd have to redo the whole draft.
Mm-hmm.
And then it turns out we never did get a sheet from Cam. So I wrote him an email, said, hey, where's your sheet, dude? And he goes, I sent it. And I said, well, if you've got proof that you sent it, I'll put you in somehow.
Yeah.
Turns out he sent it to an email, his own, he has like an alternate email.
Yeah.
And he made it out as like Corey and Joel Rock is his like name at whatever domain. So so he says Corey and Joel Rock. So he mailed it to himself essentially. He sent it to that email instead of our regular email, which is...
He's got an email called Corey and Joel Rock?
Yeah, it's like Corey and Joel Rock. I forget what, I don't want to say the whole thing, but...
Wow.
But he made up an email because he loves us that much. Yeah, I know.
That's a little disturbing.
It's a little douchey, yeah. But so he failed to send it to email at CoreyandJoelRadio.com.
Yeah.
And he sent it to himself, and I said, well, what do I do? So what I did is we took his list, and what I did is I scratched off everybody who was already drafted, and I gave him the rest of his names, people that no one else drafted. So he ended up getting 17 names, and really, aside from like Farrah Fawcett and Art Linkletter, he has some real old people like Les Paul, Jack LaLanne. His list kind of sucks. I don't know. But it is a random thing. Anyone could win. So Cam managed to get in and get 17 names.
Well, good for Cam. So. You know, some of the super fans didn't send in lists.
A lot of your buddies didn't send in
lists. Yeah, I know. So. Some of the... Well, not, you know, Rosenblum.
Yeah,
A couple of these guys I specifically talked to and said, get us a list, and they didn't.
People are lazy.
Well,
and this isn't a thing where you can just submit one later. That's not what we did for Cam. Cam did send one in due time. He just sent it to the wrong email address. And it's not like he updated after he heard the show or anything. It was his original.
It's a good thing I don't need any legal help because Rosenblum will disappear. He will, you know.
Yeah, like, as soon as you get an audit letter from the IRS.
I hung out with him at Christmas.
Yeah.
But he's one of those guys where you won't hear from him for a while.
Yeah, he's busy.
He'll just disappear. Like PJ Butler.
He's doing his thing. PJ, we haven't heard
PJ
from.
PJ hit me up on Facebook the other day.
Oh, look at that.
So now he might respond to that.
Well, I invite him on the show. PJ
in about a 4-year period, people have just gotten to the point where they can't respond to anything
that
involves actual human contact.
But you know what? It's a lot of stuff now.
Mm-hmm.
Because think about it. If your phone isn't completely blown up and you got to write back. Like, I got text messages I didn't respond to today and sure. stuff. And it's like, you know, you got to do that. Then you got to go on your MySpace.
Yeah.
You got to check that out. See who's on there.
See, to me, though, okay.
You got to go on your email. You got to go on the Corey and Joel radio show forum. You got
to
answer that.
PJ's got a 9-to-5 job, and you can't really call him at work.
Right.
And if people are at work, you can't call them.
Sure.
But I try to call those people at night when I know they're around.
Yeah.
They still don't answer their phone.
Yeah.
That's what kills me.
Well, some people are like that.
Anyway.
Some people, though, they'll get the one or two people they don't want to talk to.
Yeah.
And that'll just make them swear off the telephone completely.
Right.
Even though with caller ID, you it's never like a mystery usually
sure.
who it is.
If Bill Bouchard calls me, I'll pick up the phone.
Sure.
But Bill will occasionally pick up the phone when I call.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Not all the time.
People are nuts. Anyway. Yeah. He's actually better than PJ, but all right.
It's a shock.
Move.
All right, let's talk about what else we got going on. You know, we've got
Oh wait, you know one of the players from the Deadpool did call in and.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we disallowed a couple names. I should mention this. We disallowed Chemical Ali, who is a guy that poisoned. What did he poison the Kurds?
He's one of Saddam's colonels.
It's Saddam's guys, and he sent Scud missiles full of poison to the Kurds. And I looked him up on Wikipedia. Somebody tried to draft him. I think Katie did. It turns out he's on death row.
Yeah.
And anyone on death row does not count because,
right.
you know, there's
that's
just
why Scott Peterson is not.
Right. And now
OJ is perfectly acceptable.
Right, yeah.
Because he's in jail.
He's in jail, but not on death row. Now, Niels brought up a point. He said, what if I have a keeper who gets arrested and gets sentenced to death? Can I keep them? And I said, no, because in order to keep them, you're still drafting them. So that doesn't count.
If somebody gets on death row between now
right.
and January.
And is killed then.
I'll count
then it. Then you count it. Right. Sure. If somebody gets arrested, convicted, sentenced to death, and killed all in the same year, like when you drafted them, they weren't in custody.
Let's say.
Then that would count.
Bin Laden.
Right.
That's a guy they might speed right. up the process.
Or they just might shoot him in the head right when they catch him like they did to Arza El-Zarqawi, who I got big points for a couple
well,
years ago.
The best bet for me would be is if the Pakistanis were actually going to do something and caught Bin Laden. That's
sure.
not going to happen.
Right.
But, you know, or the Israelis caught
But whatever it is, they would count in that
yeah.
method. And then somebody else wanted, he had another name on his list, and this is a guy who's been on the show who you fans are familiar with. And generally, we didn't think this guy was famous enough, but he decided that he would take justice, and he saw the list, was upset about it, so he called 610-552-0746. That is the douchebag hotline. 610-552-0746.
Yeah.
And he left this message arguing his pick. So let's see who he took. Here's the phone call that is annoying to you as you listen to headphones. And I just gonna put, it really is annoying.
Yeah, I'd
if
like
you
to argue my pick of Steve Sabo in the fan death pool.
This is Martin from
Sabo
Mason.
Is definitely a celebrity. I've seen him headline such illustrious clubs as the Washington Lanes in Bay City, Michigan. And he must be a celebrity if you've stayed at Paul's Motel as well. And not only that, but I think it would be reported on the news, seeing as how I get all my news from the Corey and Joel radio show.
Interesting.
I'm sure you guys would report it if Steve Sabo were to die. And, I mean, he's going to go soon. He drinks like a fucking 100 shots during a set. You know, he bangs these cocktail waitresses at comedy clubs who have angry welfare white trash boyfriends, so that can't be a good thing. That's not working in his favor. He drinks and drives on a regular basis. I believe this is the year Sabo goes. And even if he don't, give me credit, it was a great pick anyway. It's funny, at least. And last but not least, I guess you guys didn't get the message. From the Ville quit production about 6 months ago, so we're no longer doing a show. But I would love to come down to Ferndale and sit in with you guys.
No.
Anytime if you want to give me a call.
All right. That's right. Martin from Bay City.
Well, I mean, maybe.
The From the Ville podcast.
Maybe
which is
we
no
will.
Longer, I know. Like we would know that. I mean, I've heard their show, but I hadn't listened to it
we're
in 6 months.
We're such pricks. We have not listened.
No, but
I haven't listened to a podcast that we haven't made in so long.
Well, I actually do listen to podcasts occasionally, but very select few.
You listen to like, you know what I listen to? Yeah, they're like nerd ones.
I listen to the Cheap Ass Gamer podcast once in a great while because they talk about video games.
I've listened to ones about like movie stuff and things that are not.
And I listen to
germane.
the Wrestling Observer Radio, which is a subscription thing that I pay for.
But that's why we stopped doing your podcast sucks, because
we got sick of listening to
other shows.
But anyway, Martin, that really, honestly, I do want to give him. I wish there was like a douchey award we could give him for excellence in calling the douchebag hotline. But that was a great call. I think the
only thing, you know what? Let's have the douches.
You want to have the douches? Yes. And whoever calls in with the best call wins
and
the douchey.
And what will the winner of the douches receive?
We have to make up a douchey award somehow.
Yeah.
Maybe we can...
Well, the prize for winning the death pool...
We can get an actual douchebag. We can go buy like a douchebag.
There you go.
Like at the store.
Oh, you know what's funny?
What's that?
Amy had to explain the term douchebag to her British friend. what's that then?
It's probably just got another name. Maybe.
Yeah,
I don't think they have a product.
I don't think the term douchebag is in popular usage.
Really?
Well, they've got so many other words.
But I think a douchebag is...
Yeah.
A douchebag is like old technology as well, I think. I don't think... Girls douche, I think they buy a little bottle of stuff pre-made.
There's other things to do. Massengill.
Yeah, but that's a douche, but it's not in a bag. Sure. A bag is like a thing you fill with water and you hold it. And then I
had to explain that a nozzle... A douche nozzle is like that's even worse. That's like a next grade.
I don't know. I thought a nozzle was like an old Jewish term or something.
Well, it is, but a douche nozzle.
A douche nozzle is a combination.
That's a business end of the douchebag.
Oh, okay.
Right?
I guess.
That's the business
end.
The
part that goes right in the cunt.
Sure.
Sure.
It's a classy way to put it, Joel. And so I had to explain the intensity level.
All right. So the douchebag isn't quite as bad.
You don't want to be a douchebag.
Yeah.
Right? You don't want to say Steve Sabo, who's a douchebag. A douche nozzle is Frank Roach. You know what I'm saying? It's that next level.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about. But if you want to call the douchebag hotline, 610-552-0746. Maybe we will start the douchies. But maybe if we do, we're going to have to give guys like 6 months to call and like make a battle out of it.
You know what? Yeah. But
you can call now if you want, but I will not. I'm not officially saying there's a douchey award yet. We will have to have a meeting about that.
I'm going to say start calling now. To enter
we're not. You're starting.
It's 610-552.
I'll announce it. You can call.
0746. Call anytime you like.
Because what we'd have to do is we'd have to have the nominees maybe and people would vote or you and I could just decide.
Sure.
But the only other guy who was maybe better than that, and I don't know if you have it in front of you, but was the guy who called you a beluga whale. That guy, to me, was funnier.
Yeah, that guy called like one time and yelled at us.
He called like three or four times and yelled at us.
Yeah, that was hilarious to you.
Yeah, I loved that. I enjoyed that. Yeah. But that guy might have been better than... But that was a great call, Martin, so thanks for that. That was good. That was good. If you were that funny on From the Village, still be on. But you know, Martin... No,
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown. I amuse you.
That's right,
I
Martin.
Make you laugh.
I'm sorry.
I'm here to fucking amuse you.
I'm sorry,
how
Martin.
The fuck am I funny?
You
what
were just,
the
it was the way you,
so
the way you called
me?
In.
Tell me.
Just
tell me what's funny.
The way you called
fuck
in.
Fuck you, fat asshole.
Corey can have his imaginary characters talk to each other on the recording. That's great.
Pork fuck.
Hey,
porker.
Stop it. God damn it.
Was a good, that was a good call, Martin. Call back in anytime.
Yeah, Martin, that was good.
I might even consider your offer to come down to Studio 1. We might use Studio 2.
Studio 2, yeah.
Because Studio 1 is a little too upscale for somebody from Bay City.
You know, the Beatles, they normally worked in Studio 2 at EMI Studios on Abbey Road. But occasionally, they'd have to go into Studio 1, like when they recorded the finale of A Day in the Life.
Well, because it was bigger.
Yeah. So that's what we had to do. We went to Studio 2.
Well, they brought in a whole orchestra.
For show 200. But occasionally,
Brian Jones was there.
Yes.
And Mike Nesmith from the Monkees.
The Monkees were there. Yeah, a lot of people were there. But anyway, let's see. That's
so dorky.
So check out the death pool list. And Corey has the only death. We talked about it last
week. Yes, I do.
With Ricardo Montalban.
Coming strong.
So check out although we did talk about how Martin from Germany had a bunch of rappers, which I found very odd.
There was a lot of Niels, of course, had a lot of chess players.
He had science fiction writers.
Yeah.
That's his thing.
Yeah.
Martin from Germany chose chess players and rappers.
Oh, I'm sorry. Martin was the
Bay City chose old baseball managers.
I got my Germans confused.
And then everybody else, I don't even know. They were more mixed up of a list. But here's one I like, though. Cam did have Boy George. And Boy George was just sentenced to a long, like a 14-month prison
sentence. There's a guy
in the joint.
Yeah.
And he's fat as can be.
He can get shivved
in
the joint.
He's 300 lbs right now.
He could have a kidney fail or something. Yeah. You never know.
Yeah. 16 stone that George is. I don't know how much that is.
He's a big bloke.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a bit of a Do you know what he did to go to jail too?
He tied up a guy. Right, wasn't it?
Okay. He hired a
Was it an escort?
Okay. He hired a rent boy who was like a male prostitute. And apparently what happened was the rent boy, I think he accused the rent boy of they took photos together the first time they were together and he allegedly stole them from George. And he might have stole some of his drugs or something.
Mm-hmm.
So George hired him back, but had like, but he was like, he set him up like OJ almost. So when the rent boy showed up, he changed him. He like put him in manacles and chained him to the wall. And then the rent boy struggled and he pulled the
That's faggot stuff.
Well, let me finish.
You want to call it by its name? That's strictly for fags.
So then this rent boy is like tied up naked to the wall and he pulls the manacle out of the wall. So he pulls this bolt out of the wall. And makes a break out of the apartment. And George picks up a chain and starts beating the guy against his naked body with the chain. So he, like, beat the shit out of a guy with the guy, had him chained up.
It's good times.
So I think he got, I think that's wrong.
And he was probably masturbating with great gusto and enthusiasm.
So I think they send you to jail for that, I think, right? In America, you can't do that anymore?
You apparently...
You used to be able to beat a guy with the chain, but not anymore.
You apparently cannot beat up a call girl, call boy, really? Whatever you want
to
call it.
Because I was thinking that sounded fun to me, but I guess you can't do that anymore.
It sucks.
To a girl, I would do it.
I have one question about that whole situation.
Yes, sir.
Was it hard?
You know what? You'd have to ask George if it was
hard. I bet he was totally hard for that.
He's soft now. He's a big tub of guts.
I love how people are like, I can't believe Boy George was gay back in the 80s. I really...
He was shanting around in lipsticks in his dress.
Do you remember when girls were like, couldn't believe he was gay?
Well, all of the, like, you know, Wham, you know, every guy's going, look at those two fruits and Wham. Would you look at those faggots? Look at those faggots and Wham. And girls are like, we love Wham. Shut up.
But you know what? I would have actually almost bought George Michael.
Not being a fruit?
You could have made a case that George Michael was straight.
He did bang chicks and stuff.
Sure.
And even Elton John married a woman at one point in his life.
Look.
So, I mean, you can always argue that.
You know, Bowie was having a laugh. You know?
Bowie. You don't think Bowie got on his knees once or twice in front of a dude?
Oh, Bowie was on so much coke that...
He probably did have
sex. Oh, he banged a couple guys.
Okay, sure.
But it was mostly a laugh.
Right.
That's mostly a puss out.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah. The whole gay thing.
But I think it didn't like Jane's Addiction. Those guys all blew each other and stuff, right? I think that's been alleged, yeah.
Wow. Okay.
But they're not gay. They just were on drugs.
You know who's not gay? The New York Dolls. Those are guys who wore a lot of lipstick and like,
but weren't homos.
Lacy blouses, but weren't homo. Boy George, huge homo.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, he was dating. If you've ever seen I wish they'd still run these, but the Behind the Music's on VH1 because... Mm-hmm. You know, he was dating one of the guys in Culture Club. And I think the guy was like kind of a straight guy too, and George seduced him.
Now, how
does
that work?
Not kind of a straight, but I mean the guy had never been with a guy apparently, and George got him.
Yeah.
And you know, and then they broke up and that kind of ended the band, so you know.
Wait a second. Who could seduce you?
I don't know, but I don't want anybody to try. Let's just leave
I hate
it at
these
that.
Guys. There's no little bit gay, by the way. I guess David Bowie was a little bit gay, but
yeah,
I mostly feel that was a laugh.
But if you were, say, on a tour bus with David Bowie and he, you
know.
No!
And I love Bowie. I'm a huge Bowie fan.
Well, let's say you're 19 and you're doing lines of coke all night.
Under no circumstances.
See, I know what you're saying, and I agree with you on that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it happens all the time.
When I was 6, I think on the playground, somebody double dared me to touch tongues with a guy. And that was the gayest thing I ever did.
That was it right there?
Because I was 6.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I gotcha.
That's it.
Well, I mean, gay stuff can be, I don't know.
This is why I always, the argument, the conservative argument, which is you hear less and less of, that it's a lifestyle.
Sure.
That somebody's, that guys like Scalia believe.
Yeah.
It's no.
All right, let me ask you this.
It's a choice.
That movie, this is an old movie now, but that movie Threesome that came out.
Yeah.
If you remember that movie, both guys were in love with, what's her face?
Mm.
What's her name of that chick? Laura.
Flynn Boyle.
Lara Flynn Boyle. Yeah. And she was hot at the time. It's William Baldwin and a guy who apparently is out of acting. Because you never see that guy anymore. That guy was in everything for a minute. You know the guy I'm talking about? I forget his name. But anyway. So they're in this movie. They're both in love with her. And she ends up like, I think they're college roommates or something. And they all end up in bed together.
Yes.
And they're both doing Lara Flynn Boyle, like they're taking turns or whatever, and she's, you know, blowing one of them, and the other guy's banging her. And then they show this love scene, and as it goes on...
Oh, was Josh Charles? Was
Josh, is that him? I don't know. You never see him.
Josh Charles was on Sports Night.
Okay, yeah, that guy. And at one point, the guy rolls over, and like she's in between him, and then one guy rolls over, and then the guys just start making out. And the guys like do each other.
No!
But like you don't think in a situation like that that that's a possibility?
No!
Okay, I'm just saying.
No!
But that's a way it could happen.
A good time, Joel. In the privacy of your own home.
I don't know.
What
I
mean, else can you ask for? Oh.
But I'm just saying, like, that's another thing. Like, say you're doing a, you and another guy are doing a chick. And one guy decides to go for it. And, I mean, I'm not saying. Like,
I'm punching him in the fucking nose. Look, and you know.
But you're not a guy who punches guys in the nose, though.
I would if he's going for my
money. Really?
No.
Okay.
Look, I hate homophobia.
Yeah.
I love the gays.
I do too.
We go to Pride Fest every year. We put on a show and a goof, but we're clearly comfortable enough
to hang
to
out
go
with
and
gay
hang
guys.
Out.
Yeah,
we have gay friends.
Exactly.
I don't want to play this. My best friends are gay, but we do have gay friends.
I have
Amy's old roommate, Brandon, is one of my favorite people.
I've been friends with
a guy. Love gay people.
I've been friends with a guy 25 years who's a fag, and you know him.
Sure.
You know the guy very well.
So huge fag. Huge. Into Malaysian rent boys. Huge.
He was in the closet for 20 of the 25
That's
years I've known
amazing.
The guy.
Amazing. That's
yeah,
still the greatest
anyway.
Story ever.
Yeah, and that guy won't come on, by the way. I've asked him a million times.
We haven't seen him in a long time.
No, he moved. He lives somewhere else now. But
he used to have, like, Super Bowl parties.
I saw him about a year ago. But he
Did
now
he move
got
even
a job.
Farther away?
He got a job out of town and doesn't really. I'm still like in contact with him a little bit, but yeah.
No, but whatever. I don't.
But he's been one of my best friends forever.
We don't need to give our bona fides. What I'm saying is, there's a boundary, though.
Sure.
There's no
right.
There's no gay activity, and first of all, no gay wants me.
Really? Okay.
I mean, unless they're into bears.
Well, I know, but I went to that. You know, I told you the gay New Year's Eve party I went
to. And guys were hitting on you.
Guys, well, no one. There was one guy, and I told the chick I was with, I told my date, I said, look, this guy was eyeing me up and down, giving me the elevator eyes, the whole thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But then apparently, you know, she talked to the guys, like, while I was in the other room, and the whole room was swooning because I was so hot.
It's something you don't have any control over. Whether you're born with an acquired,
well,
who knows,
she,
but...
And maybe they were just making her feel good, like, hey, you got a nice guy there, you know?
Strength.
Oh, I forgot how long that clip
she
is.
Was like, you know, a girl, and they were you know how you say to a girl, oh, he's so wonderful, and it might have been one of those, but she apparently was like, yeah, he's hot and stuff. So I don't know, I guess.
What kind of gay party were you at?
It was a gay party.
A lot of times gays will,
but nobody made a move on me there or anything. And then so
a lot of times gays will kid and go, oh, you're fabulous, darling,
yeah,
or whatever, but
yeah,
they're not. There's a big difference between that.
Well, that's what I was told. I didn't see this with my own two eyes. But there is a guy.
What about gay for pay porn actors?
I don't know.
How do you feel about that?
Well, there is a guy. Let me just give you this example, and then I'll talk about those guys. There is a guy who. there's a bar I hang out at. It's a regular bar. Danny's. I'm not going to think. There's a bar I hang out with, and everyone's going to think.
It's called the Manhole.
There's a bar called Danny's, and sometimes there's like a wait staff that hangs out there. From another place, and there's this gay waiter who like hits on me all the time that I see him.
Well,
and it's like, and I've told the guy, look, I'm not gay, so just leave me alone.
Yeah,
and that is actually annoying when that happens. So,
well, yeah. But whatever.
Okay, but gay for pay actors? I don't know. I mean, is there an amount of money that would make me do gay stuff? Probably. You know,
it's more than what they're offering on porno shoots.
I mean, if you're talking about February of this year, it'll probably be my heat bill.
Yeah.
But, you know, that'll be the amount because it's probably going to be huge.
It's going to be huge.
But you know what I mean? It's just like, I guess there is. I mean, if you're talking about, if you were going to give me $10 million, but no one's going to give me $10 million.
No.
So, you know, whatever. So,
wonder how much they gave that guy from Big Brother.
Which guy from Big Brother did
the guy with the big wang? James.
Oh, that guy James. Yeah. Well, he did the gay stuff before he went in.
I know, but I wonder how much he got for that.
Yeah, but I think he's
that
just,
guy had a huge.
I think he's just gay.
He had a huge stunt cock. But then he was on Big Brother, all up in that girl's business.
He really was, and he was seducing that girl.
He was on every girl's business.
Yeah, he really was. But you, and then even on the show, he whipped it out at one point.
They were afraid.
And he
of
was
it.
Running around.
Those girls were afraid of it.
Maybe. I don't
know. That guy's wang was so big. You pretty much had to be in porn.
Corey's not gay, but he's talking about how big the guy's wang was.
You saw the guy's dingle. It was on the show.
I don't know.
He did a tuck job. He took the thing and he put it between his legs backwards.
Sure.
That's a huge... For a white...
I think I can do that.
Okay. You got a drumstick over here.
Yeah.
His thing was at least the size of that drumstick. It was like, I mean...
In length?
Nearly.
I don't know
It was huge.
I'm not going to go back to look at the tape to see, right. But...
What I'm saying is, I think the girls were actually afraid of it.
I don't know. The one girl, I'm assuming, banged him at least, well, if not you, in the show, but then when they got out.
If you're not in porno...
Crazy James. You can look him up on... if you want to look up who's
now, why
the gay...
Now, Natalie shouldn't have been afraid of that, because she was the biggest whore in the history of whores. Oh, my God. But she only had eyes for that lunkhead. Now I'm talking about
Maddie?
Big Brother from two seasons
Maddie,
ago.
Maddie, why don't you love me, Maddie?
Stop it.
It was kind of a great season, though, you have to admit.
That was a good season of Big Brother. But that dick was too big. You have to be in porn.
Listen,
to
I don't
want to
discuss
like
how big a dick is or the dick, this dick or that
well,
dick.
Well, now you're getting uncomfortable.
Well, I mean, I don't think anyone wants to hear your opinion of a dick.
Well, what if you got tied up by Boy George? Chained to a wall. And he pulled out, you know, a giant bitch splitter. What if he pulled out a big bing?
I don't know what they were going to do to the guy after, you know, I don't know if beating him with the chain was on the menu or if they were going to do other stuff to
him. Was it just basically he didn't pay for it? Was that what it was? Like, that was on the a la carte menu, but.
No, it was that. No, they set him up. They said, hey, come back, let's do it. Mm-hmm. And the guy showed up, and Boy George was just pissed about stealing the photos or something, I guess.
Oh, right.
So it was literally.
How dare you steal from me?
It wasn't like gay sex gone wrong. It was like a planned assault.
Oh, okay.
It was a planned assault.
Sure.
And that's what he was. He was found guilty of.
I think I saw that movie. Planned assault.
False imprisonment.
Planned assault 3. I think that was the first gay for pay film.
Who was in that? Was Steven Seagal in that? He'll probably be doing one of those soon.
I think Jeff Stryker was in
that one. I don't know who that is either. You read a book about some gay porn star.
I did. And it was.
Oh, God.
Well, I did I do book reports for money. Sometimes I review books.
You read gay books for pay?
That one I did. I do book reviews sometimes.
All right.
And that was a pretty funny book, actually.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm be honest.
What's
with
his
you.
Story? When did he start taking it up the ass?
Fairly early.
So he was like gay before he got into porno?
He was real weird, though, about like. He was talking about being bi a lot and like switching back and forth.
So he was. Yeah. But I'm saying he was.
That guy was weird. He had rules. Like, he didn't like being sissy.
Okay.
He thought if you were too sissy, it was undignified.
Huh.
He had this weird thing about, I like to fuck guys in the ass, but I'm not a faggot. Like, his...
Hey, if you're mine and logically you can put that together,
you know what I mean?
More
like,
power to you.
He had this real weird...
Whatever gets you through the night, man.
He had this butch macho gayness. You know, like, I'm this big, giant, macho black guy.
Like,
and I don't
fucking
like
is
sissies.
Fucking, and it doesn't matter where your dick is. A hole's a hole. Is that kind of one of those things?
There's guys who have that attitude.
I don't know.
But he would also say, like, how he was in love with this one guy.
Oh, okay.
Like, he was in love with one of his co-stars.
Right.
And they had a relationship.
Because I heard this about a celebrity. Somebody told me that they were having a conversation. There's a celebrity that people always accuse of being gay.
Yeah.
And people go, well, that guy must get tons of chicks. And I know a guy who, like, knows him. And he talked to him about it once. And he said, you know, it's whatever's around.
Mm.
He said, you know what, if there's chicks around, I go with chicks. If there's guys around, I go with guys. It's not really a big deal.
Well,
and I said, well, that's interesting. You know, and I go, well, that's a, you know.
Perhaps that
exists. It's an honest thing, I guess, if you can somehow work that out in your brain, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you get the feeling that guys go gay because, like, chicks won't do them or something.
I can't imagine that.
You know, like,
really?
Guys
no,
will.
Those guys were gay to begin with.
You think so?
I think it works the other way.
Guys who get too many chicks end up
no,
going?
No, no, no. I believe there's women.
Oh.
Women, I think it's easier for.
Oh, they go down, they eat each other's box because they can't get a
they're
guy.
In college.
Yeah.
There's a little messing around.
Oh, I think girls will do that. I think most girls have eaten pussy because there's a guy standing by like, hey, can you eat her pussy for me? That'd be hot. And I think a lot of girls taste their first snatch that way.
Or they go to a girl's, they go to a
well, yeah, but I'm saying I think a lot of girls go lesbian on a dare, essentially, and then they like it.
I think they go have slumber parties and mess around when we're not looking.
That's true. I think that's part of it.
In a way, guys will never do.
Yeah.
Guys are never going to go, hey, Joel, I'm going to have a sleepover. You want to touch my wang here for a little bit? You know, that's not happening.
Well, there was a girl, too, and there was a girl once that wouldn't sleep with me. Unless...
Well, wait. Wait,
wait, wait. Wait, let me explain.
No, wait. That's
no.
Breaking news.
We interrupt the show to...
Woman refuses to sleep with Ferndale area comedian.
No. A girl would only bang me if a guy was around. She goes, well, if you could get this guy and you guys could do each other, I'd join in. And I was like, you know what? No, it's not happening. And yeah.
What are you going to do to me? Do it. No, don't.
And it wasn't even a chick that I wanted to bang that bad. Like, it would have been more of like, look, I never would have said yes to it. But, you know, throw, you know, Miss Universe over here and, you know, at least it would cross the mind for more than the 2 seconds I told her, get the fuck out of my house, which is what I did. But you know what I mean? This girl was like, well, you know, I like gay guys, kind of. And I was like, what the fuck is your problem? Like, she was real weird.
I've seen that phenomenon.
Yeah.
Girls that are into gay guys.
Yeah. Like, I like watching guys do it. And I was like, well, I'm not doing it with a guy. Yeah. She's like, well, I would, if you want, I'll.
Yeah, I've often wondered about that, about how much girls watch gay porn.
I don't think they do.
They very,
really, yeah.
Only real,
but this girl was wacky, too. Man.
Only real freaky bitches do.
Yeah, she's wacky. Yeah.
Like, I've known girls that are hags who will watch the gay porn with their friends.
Yeah.
And they kind of enjoy it.
With the gay friends.
With the gay,
yeah,
with
sure.
the, like,
I
the,
could see
the
that,
gay maybe. Roommate or whatever.
Yeah.
But anyway.
And they talk about, that's a nice cock.
You know what? We've now done.
Yeah, we're too gay. Sorry. Apologies. It's this new Obama administration. It's this openness that
That's faggot
stuff. Yeah, we apologize.
Did you speaking of the you know
name, that's strictly for fags.
You know what we should have got a clip up from the
What's
inauguration,
that?
Which I loved. Everybody made a big stink about Rick Warren, and he had his invocation without really any.
Okay.
There were like three. They had
a bunch of priests.
Well, they
guys,
had like
yeah.
Rick Warren. Then they had the gay guy that they got to mollify the gays because Rick Warren's a guy who believes it's a lifestyle and a choice. But they had this old guy, this guy, Joseph Lowery, who was a, you know, civil rights guy. He goes up there and he was like talking about if we need to live in a world where yellow is mellow, where brown can stick around, where black doesn't have to get back, where white can do right. It was great. Yeah. I thought that was.
You went all Nipsey Russell up
there.
He did.
All right, he did Password.
All right, we got to go, folks.
Well, all right.
Thank you for listening. Sorry for the homo stuff and. I don't know what to tell you. Enjoy the RG, speaking of homo
I'm
going to
tie Joel up and beat him for getting those promos.
Manacles, sorry. All right, we're out of here. We'll catch you next week. We didn't get to talk about our YouTube review of Paul Blart Mall Cop.
Yeah, fuck you people.
But go
That's
check
what
that
I have to
out.
Say about
Go to YouTube.
Fuck you, you YouTube commenters.
All right, we'll catch you next time. Good night.